It's time for a Bent News update from Dark Duck Media. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know...
Get bent!
One of the longest-running dramas in rock and roll history, Marcus, has been settled. John Fogerty recently acquired interests in his own publishing for all the CCR songs that have been held away from him for so long.
I know, 60 years he's been dealing with this fight with Fantasy Records, and he totally got screwed. And so it's nice to see the fact that he's finally getting the rights to his songs, which he should have because they're his songs.
The terms of that deal were pressed by Zants through 1980 when, in an agreement to get out of the deal, Fogerty signed away his publishing rights. Time goes on, and Concord Records has acquired Fantasy Records, and they began to make payments to John Fogerty. They were willing to return his own publishing rights to him, despite the fact that they are his record company of record. But it's finally done. Rock and roll justice. After running into COVID last year, it's a reboot and let's go out and do it some more for Ringo Starr and his crew. Steve Lukather, Colin Hay, Edgar Winter, Warren Ham, Hamish Stewart, Greg Bissonette, all will be part of Ringo's All-Star Band this summer.
Yeah, if you have an inkling to see a fun live show out west this summer, Ringo's going to be doing his limited tour dates out west in Nevada, Arizona, California, Colorado, Utah. Make plans to go see him. He's great live. He's fun. You'll laugh a lot and you'll enjoy the music.
Marcus, you and I have been following this band called Måneskin for a while, and they've got a new album on the way. It's called Rush. And just out of nowhere this week, we got the new single. It's called Gossip.
Don't act like you don't know, so sip the gossip, drink till you choke. Sip the gossip, burn down your throat. Well, you're not iconic, you are just like them all. Don't act like you don't know.
Guess who the guitar player is?
I love it. It's Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine. This adds an extra level of fun, groove, and sound to their new tune. And
very complimentary to what they're already doing in there. And, you know, with Rage having some downtime, he's available as a session guy.
He enjoys playing with some of these young bands. He really gets into it, you feel it, and he's a proponent of moving rock and roll forward. So kudos to Tom Morello, and this song is fun and upbeat in the Måneskin tradition.
This is Gossip on the Bent News Update.
Keep drinking and acting cool, don't care if your day is blue. Nobody loves a gloomy face, just take your pills and dance all night. Don't think it'll get by. So come on, let's try it.
Another new song came to our attention as we were getting ready to go to press today, Marcus. It's called Our Path to Freedom by Rads, and that includes our friend Steve Hackett, guitarist Phil Manzanera, and virtuoso Adam Holtzman on keyboards, all to raise awareness and funds to help the people of Ukraine.
I love it when musicians get involved in paying it forward or giving back at this type of a level. Hackett cares very much about people around the world, as we've learned from speaking with them. So
he's got friends everywhere.
Everywhere. You go to a country, you can find somebody that's a friend of Steve Hackett's. I guarantee you that. Hopefully, things will stop in the Ukraine soon.
The music is powerful. And that fits perfectly with our next story, which kind of took us by surprise, too. Genesis about to release a 5-CD set of their BBC broadcast. It'll be out on March 10th. Tony Banks and Nick Davis, their longtime producer, at the helm to make sure that all the right tracks are curated. And all but a few, Marcus, are previously unreleased.
This is going to be a fun box set to dig into. Genesis, unreleased material, BBC. This is going to be a wower of a box set.
A wower. Well, we've kind of hinted at this story, but this week we found out that when Dolly rocks, she ain't fucking around, man.
She's going to shock the shit out of some people. That's all I got to say about her rock album.
Steven Tyler, Cher, Paul McCartney, Steve Perry, and Stevie Nicks, just a few of the people who've already said, yep, I'm in. Can't wait to hear it. Dolly, rocking the world any minute now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dave Grohl plays drums on that album.
Yeah. Couple bands that are ready to rock the U.S. They've done it before. You better alert the superhero friends because Mastodon and Gojira have announced a U.S. 35-day tour.
These two bands are incredible live. I've seen them twice live together, and each time gets better. Oh, Ray, you got to check out the artwork on the poster for the Mega Monster 2023 tour with Gojira, Mastodon, and Lorna Shore. It is crazy. Couple of giant monsters with spaceships around them destroying towns, cities. It's nuts.
I'm looking at it now, and I'm looking forward to the tour. Last week after we put Bent News out, we got word that Lisa Marie Presley had been taken from her home, found unresponsive, and taken to a hospital near there. There was suspense for a few hours, Marcus, but our worst fears were confirmed later when her mother, Priscilla Presley, announced that with a heavy heart, I must share the devastating news that my beautiful daughter, Lisa Marie, has left us. One of the hardest things for a parent to come to grips with and say to the world.
Lisa Marie Presley was never the same since her son Benjamin completed suicide in 2020.
And I didn't realize that she was such good friends with Axl Rose, who always said he just tried to help her to be happy, wanted her to be happy. And her son and her dad and so many other challenges that she faced in her life led to a lot of those challenges that we've read about through the years. She'll be buried at Graceland next to the King. And shortly after we got word about Lisa Marie Presley, I got a kick in the nuts when I heard that little brother Robbie Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive had passed at age 69.
That is too young.
I'll tell you what, his big brother, Randy Bachman, said maybe Jeff Beck needed a drummer. I'll tell you what, he needed Robbie when they formed Brave Belt, which became Bachman Turner Overdrive. And together, they kicked the world square in the ass. After Guess Who's Run, and Randy wasn't sure what to do, the brothers and, of course, their friends in BTO were together for a long, long time. Good guy, Robbie Bagman. Wednesday, you texted me, and I just went, what? Can we lose yet another person who really should still be with us? And apparently, the answer is yes. Screaming Trees bassist and co-founder, Van Conner, 55, man.
He had complications related to pneumonia, and sadly, we lost him.
Too many, too young. And a man who was really good at capturing our heroes when we were too young and made their videos for MTV, the great Bruce Gowers, died this week at age 82. Most famously, he was the director of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody video.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Kind of their trademark look there with the four of them in the shadows, right? But he did videos for the Stones and Genesis, Rod Stewart and the Bee Gees, Journey, Alice Cooper, and a whole lot more. Bruce Gowers, age 82. Getting ready to wrap up this Bent News update with a look at what's out Monday on the imbalanced history of rock and roll.
We are going to be sharing our conversation with the great Denny Lane of the Moody Blues and Paul McCartney and the Wings fame. And he's got an upcoming tour called Songs and Stories, and he gives us a little insight on those songs and stories. So you definitely want to catch our Monday release.
Wherever you get podcasts, Denny Lane, Songs and Stories, out Monday on the imbalanced history of rock and roll. And that's going to do it for this Bent News update from the Dark Duck Studios. I'm Ray Koo.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And Death, you need to get
banned.
Death responds to our joviality. This just into the Bent Newsroom. David Crosby of the Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young has died after an illness at age 81. More details and tributes next time on the Bent News Update.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.